Section 4. You will hear a professor explaining an assignment to the class. First, you have some time to look at the questions 31 to 40
on page 227.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today, we'll talk about the most important assignment you'll do in this class, which is write a research paper. I'll start by going over the process step by step so you'll know exactly what I expect of you. All right, let's begin at the beginning. The first step is to choose a topic. I have a list of suggested topics related to the content of this class, and I'd like you to look over it to find a topic that interests you. Then, since they are somewhat general, I'd like you to narrow your topic choice down to something more specific. You'll need to get my final approval on your topic before you begin your research. The next thing you'll do is gather information on your topic. There are two major places to go for that. At the library, you'll have reference books and other types of books available, as well as journals, magazines, and newspapers. Don't forget to look at atlases and other similar sources, too. They contain a lot of useful information. Then, of course, there is the Internet, where you'll find online journals and newspapers, as well as online encyclopedias, and much more. After you have gathered some information and had the chance to start thinking about your topic, the next step is to write a thesis statement. This is a critical part of the process because the bulk of the paper will be about using your information to defend your thesis statement. I will be happy to help you with this and actually with any other part of your writing process if you need it. Now then, let's say you have your thesis statement and you have your information. How do you get started writing? It can seem overwhelming with all your ideas and notes floating around. Writing an outline will help you to start getting focused. Make sure your outline includes three important things. First, your introduction, where you state your thesis, then the body, which is the bulk of the paper and where you make the arguments to support your thesis, and finally, the conclusion. Here, you'll restate your thesis and summarize your arguments. So now that you have your outline, you can start organizing your notes. Organize them according to the outline. As you go along, you'll start seeing what information is important to emphasize, what information you may actually not want to include, what you need to find out more about, etc. So organizing your notes helps you understand your information better and start to analyze it. The next step is to write your first draft. If you have developed a good outline and organized your notes well, then this should not be too difficult. Following your outline, present your information and analysis of it. Then, of course, the next thing to do is revise your draft. Read it over carefully, checking to make sure that you have explained your ideas clearly and presented your information correctly. You may want to reorganize some of your information at this point, too. Finally, you'll type your final draft on the computer. Make sure that you check it for punctuation and spelling errors before you hand it in. Okay, that's a general outline of how to go about writing a research paper. Now let's talk about the proper format for footnotes and bibliographic entries.
That is the end of Section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. You will now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.
Pause CD for 10 minutes.